Good morning. Happy Friday, everyone. You are listening to Tasha of TMI, Trending Topics for the Modern Woman. This one's going to take a little spin. I'm actually happy to say that I'm doing a podcast for men. Women, listen up, though. There's some good stuff for you to tune into as well. But I don't know if it's that I landed a copy of Men's Health somehow in the mail, which I'm like, okay, where did this come from? And some things have been going on a couple things with my son, Vincent. Everything's okay. But it just got me thinking about, wow, you know, men can get stressed out. Men need positive reassurance. Men need an outlet. I have two boys. So I have two boys and I have two brothers and I have nephews and I have male friends. And, you know, the list goes on. And it's like we have to be in tune, male or female, to what's going on in our lives. And some interesting things came up as I did some research to put this podcast together, which I named Men's Health, Mental and Physical, and I'll get into that in a minute. But also, I just want to mention that the other reason, or, you know, what got me to this podcast too, was I was speaking to my nephew Brandon last night, and we were chatting about some different things. By the way, I am going to visit Ohio this weekend, which I can't wait. Visiting Ohio means, of course, seeing my beautiful boys, Vince and Nico, my nephews. I'm sure I'll see Brandon and Jordan and my good friends, and I'm super excited about that. But anyway, talking to Brandon about some plans for the weekend, and he mentioned, somehow it came up, and he's like, Aunt Tosh, you know I listen to your podcast, right? And I'm like, yes, Brandon, that makes me so happy. You seriously? And he's like, yeah. He goes, I said, let me ask you a question. Tell me you maybe get one thing from him, even if it's just one little thing and you put the rest aside. He goes, yeah. And he said, I love him. You know, I just put on my headset and while I'm painting, whatever, I listen to your podcast. And I said, wow, that's awesome. And I said, so do you like to be a little shorter, longer? Are they too long? He said, actually, I like them to be a little longer. But then again, he, you know, referenced back to that he puts on his headset and he likes to listen while he's painting. And I imagine he paints for a while. So there you have that. But anyway, he mentioned that. And I said, well, what do you get out of him? Like, what do you, and he goes, actually, Aunt Tosh, like the positivity. Yeah, I need the positivity. And I was like, wow, like, I don't know, things started to, you know, ring happiness in my ear, because part of my podcast, I am always kind of pulling out the positivity. It's ingrained in me. I mean, look, I've had my moments of, you know, negativity, feeling depressed, things like that, but I always seem to spark up from it, right? Because we can be set in that negative place, I get it, or that depressed state, or, you know, look, things happen in our life and it can bring us down. But I just feel like, yeah, it can bring us down, but the alternate too is it can bring us up. You know, we have so many different outlets and options, and we can choose to be one way or the other. I understand, though, that some things are more devastating, or we may not have the resources or the means to come up out of things as easily, and I don't mean to say this lightly, but I guess if anything, if I can inspire a little bit of positivity or information, you know, hope, then great, then that's what I'm going to try to do. I will just say, too, that I am not a therapist. You know, in no way am I in the medical field. I'd like to say I'm kind of in the mental health field, or the inspirational field of just putting something out there that people can listen to, maybe get something out of, and go on about their day and their life. So that's that. But back to Vince real quick. We talked last night. He had gone over a couple of things with me. And he was mentioning like how important it is that he can express things. And that, you know, Mom, you know, what I really miss about school is even just like the walks I used to take up at Kent, you know, on the campus. And I just love that. And I said, I know, Vince, isn't it so important just to get fresh air every day? I said, I like to work out and such, but a lot of times for me, it's about taking that walk, seeing the green trees, breathing in the fresh air, you know, having someone, you know, smile at you as you walk by them. They're getting in their little, you know, dose of happy by their walk or their run or they're walking their dog, what have you. So, health is definitely twofold, as we know, you know, the mental part and then the physical part. And I'm going to touch on, you know, both. But most importantly, too, I want to say that some of the information I derived myself from research and a lot of the comments and such in this podcast were provided by my male friends. So I'm really happy that a lot of them chimed in when I reached out. And I'm not going to mention names, but I am going to touch on things that they do for mental and physical health. Let me just say real quick, it's interesting. Some of them like responded back, mental health, physical health. Some of them chimed in, you know, quite freely with physical things they do to make them feel good or tangible, but then it was neat to see the intangible. So, you know, they started to, just tune in about some things, you know, regarding mental health. So it's definitely, as we know, it's out there. Mental health is so important for women and men, but definitely, was nice to hear what men were saying, and that many of our men in our lives, ladies, are tuned into their mental health as well. So with that, I will go on into some of the comments. Give me 1 minute. I had to kind of write some things down, and I've got some comments that they responded on Instagram or through text. So bear with me. But real quick, I will tell you, one of my male friends says, that sounds like a great episode. And he said he would say biking, lifting weights, meditation, and talking to a counselor were big on his list. Love that. Mentioned the talking to the counselor part. I mean, look, we all need it. The form of expression is huge. We need to be able to be heard. And most importantly, be able to vocalize whatever is going on. So thank you for that comment. Let me go into a couple more here. And I think I'll just kind of rattle off the comments. It might be a little easier than saying who said what or what have you. So here we go. Just if you want to jot these things down too, feel free. Maybe something good to look back on or look at. But here we go. Staying active, like always moving, having hobbies or hobbies, and space. Thought that was interesting. And when I asked him to explain the space a little more, alone time, space to decompress, get centered, that kind of thing, very healthy. Another male friend said, fitness regularly, 3 to 4 times a week, stress management, well-balanced diet, setting goals, reading more. Love that, love that. Another one said, hobbies. You know, doing something that, you know, I'm into, that men are into, hobbies. Another one did say, I like this a lot. So my absolute must are to find a method of working out that you love and will stick with. Obviously, loves his spin studio, but whatever it is, find a tribe that lifts you up and commit to them and go to therapy. I needed it, and too many men shun it for stupid reasons. Embrace the big feelings and admit that you need help processing them. Amazing. Another one, eat healthy, exercise, take your vitamins, play sports, and have a great woman in your life. Doesn't hurt a bit. Another one said just a couple things: eat right, work out, run, swim, drink in moderation, and fish. And that was that. Then, just to add a couple more, one of my friends said, you know, spending time with his kids, spending time with his passion, which is golf, talk to his mom and watch what I eat. Love that. Interesting how he said, talk to my mom. Again, conversation and just having people in our lives that we can feel comfortable talking with and all of that is huge. Men definitely need to express and want to express. So with that, listen, women, listen up to your man. You know, friends, men friends, you know, listen up to whatever it is. You're talking about sports, fine. If it's about work, if it's about how they've been feeling lately, everyone needs like a soft place to fall. Men do too. So that is good stuff to know. With that, I thought about, you know me, there's always that like, I want to like go to the why factor, like, why do we feel that way? And maybe like more so, how can we start, you know, to feel better? What can we do to feel better? So with that, I pulled up a couple things, ways to make your man feel loved and respected. And I thought this was kind of nice because, you know, a lot of times, oh, how do I explain this? But I just feel like we need to know ways that help, right? Ways that, or things that we can do to help. And doesn't have to just be for a man in your life that's your lover or your husband or your boyfriend or, you know, whoever, if it's your child, if it's your male friend. But I thought this was kind of nice. So just a couple things that we can do too that help your man feel good. So one was self-love, you know, love yourself, having a high regard for your well-being and happiness. It means that you love, accept, and respect yourself unconditionally. So, you know, that's so important. And, you know, when you love yourself, you can share yourself with your partner without your fears. And that's really important too. So resolve to love yourself each day and watch your man blossom in your love. This is the most important step on how to make a man feel loved and respected. Number two, understand his love language. That's big. And if you don't know about the love languages, then definitely I recommend that you read up on it. That's important too. When you know his love language, you can definitely feed into that. And then in turn, when they're fed, a man is fed their love language, or a woman is fed her love language, then usually it's reciprocated by the other partner. So that's important. Show appreciation. I know men and women the like love to be appreciated, but definitely appreciation must be felt and expressed. And if you really want to know, you know, how to make a man feel loved and respected, then appreciation is key. Number four, prioritize him. Take that time to prioritize your man. Establish what's important, and, you know, after putting your man first, then your children, your friends, what have you, the rest, you know, you'll have more time for. And yeah, that's that. So just prioritize your man. Compliment him. You know, everyone needs compliments. It's not just women. Men need to feel complimented as well. It could be just something so simple like, you know, hey, you look so great this morning. You know, I can't wait till you get, you know, back into my arms after work. You know, whatever it is, you know, thanks so much for, also, I guess that goes with words of affirmation too, a little bit, but, you know, complimenting him also on the things that he does, but definitely compliment him too. So that's just important, very important. Give him your support. Being supported is huge. They need to feel your support. It's like an extra strength. You know, they've got their ally, and you being their ally, you know, offering a hand to hold, or and a shoulder to cry on when things are not going so well for him, can make him feel like the most special guy in the universe. and is a sure way to make him feel loved and respected. Appreciated, once again, making him feel appreciated with gifting. Hey, men like to get gifts too. So sometimes, you know, do that little extra something for him. Pick up his favorite, you know, beer, or, you know, buy him a new product. Men like products too. And yes, I'm talking about beauty products. Could be skincare, could be a new shower gel, you know, anything like that, little grooming things. Maybe he needs new toenail clippers, you know, what have you, a new hair mousse, a new cologne, but gifting, or his favorite, you know, oh goodness, his favorite snacks, maybe a new pen, and maybe a new journal, a new book. Anything. It can be the simplest things, but definitely do that. Pay attention to what he says. A man needs to be heard and listened to, so listen generously. He needs the gift of your time and attention, and the listening skill is an important tool in knowing how to make your man feel loved and respected. Seek his opinion. Men like that. Reach out to them. Ask him opinions on home decisions. You know, sometimes maybe give him a few options for the dinner menu. Just listening and honoring his perspective paves the way for a more productive and loving conversation, and is a sure way to make him feel loved and respected. And then also, you know, last but not least, show care. This is the final note, you know, to make him feel loved and respected is to show care. Care, as we know, is the feeling of concern, responsibility, or love for someone. When you care for your man, you are interested in what they do and their well-being. That's huge. You know, how are you? How was your day? How are you feeling? What are you thinking? You know, what's going on with you? Give him lots of love and hugs, a massage, you know, whatever the case is, but show care. So anyway, hope you got something out of that stuff, that information. I think it's important. You know, we all need to talk. The physical part's important as well, taking care of yourself physically, exercising, all of that. But your mental, your brain is a muscle too. It needs attention. It needs love. It needs nurturing and all of that. I did go ahead and pull up a couple quotes as I usually do, and here's just a few I'm going to rattle off to end this podcast. So listen up. Recognizing and preventing men's health problems is not just a man's issue because of its impact on wives, mothers, daughters, and sisters. Men's health is truly a family issue. Love that one. Will Smith, the great Will Smith, love some of his quotes. Stop letting people who do so little for you control so much of your mind, feelings, and emotions. That's huge. That's obviously twofold for women and men, but so, so true. Another one, I wake up every morning believing today is going to be better than yesterday. There's that positive influence and hope for a better day. Excuse me, here's one by Tim Tebow. I made a conscious choice not to quit, not to gripe, not to pout, not to let others define me. Woo, that's huge. And again, I think that goes with just knowing yourself, knowing who you are, feeling good about that. So very important there. And that's pretty much it. It's a wrap. I hope you got something from that. Really was happy to do a podcast on, you know, what's going on with men, mental health, again, mental and physical. Make it a great day, everyone. Do something for someone else. And thanks again for your time. Have a fantastic Friday and a wonderful weekend. And we'll talk soon. Thanks.